Up next, we've got a back-to-school story for you. Now, don't worry, kids. If you live in Philadelphia, you still have a couple of weeks until the bell rings. But the city's principals are already hard at work. Dozens of school leaders gathered in Northeast Philly earlier this month for an event that's become a back-to-school ritual. As WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron found out, it's a little bit like speed dating with a twist.
You've got the long rows of tables. You've got the roving herds of unmatched hopefuls. You've even got some awkward laughs.
Wow.
The big difference in this version of speed dating is that the people aren't talking about settling down and having kids. They're talking about helping kids.
And so you said it connects to the curriculum as well?
Yeah, we have all our standards aligned here for all of our classes.
That's Lorena Tolson, principal at Adby Anderson School in West Philly, chatting with Tara Menz of the Stroud Water Research Center in Avondale, Chester County. Stroud offers tours and classes about water science, and Tolson wants her kids to get out and explore.
They need to put the boots on. They need to feel it, right?
The fresh air and just the quiet is so helpful.
This is what matchmaking sounds like at the School District of Philadelphia's annual partnership fair. It's a chance for principals and nonprofits to feel each other out and see if they can work together. And for Tolson, it's a way she can make sure kids at her mostly poor school in West Philly get exposed to things wealthier kids can access more easily.
I think we spend a lot of time talking about like the achievement gap and not necessarily always thinking about the resources and opportunities that our students could have to fill that exposure gap so that our students are basically competitive with everybody else that's in the city of Philadelphia and across the world.
This probably isn't something you think about if you don't work in education, but there are a lot of nonprofits and community groups working in Philly schools, 1,081 to be exact. Most are small, but add it all up and they provide critical services.
They're super, super, super important.
That's Shannon Reddick-Smack, an assistant principal at Delaplane McDaniel School in Point Breeze.
Because unfortunately, you know, our students may not be able to experience a lot of these things that these partnerships have to offer.
Every administrator here is looking for something different. One says she needs grief counseling for students who've lost loved ones to violence. Anna Jenkins of Alexander Adair School in Fishtown says she'll jump at just about any opportunity. Her school has about 80 different partnerships.
Bilingual Butterflies this year. Partnerships with the Art Museum. We've gone, you know, out to the Woodmere.
But Jenkins is still hungry for more help.
We're always adding on to what we're doing because we want to be the best.
This patchwork method for filling in the gaps creates its own problems. A lot of principals say they just don't have the capacity to juggle more partnerships, even if they're available. Luckily for Jenkins, one of her parents, Sasha Best, recently volunteered to manage all of the school's relationships. And this year she got money from AmeriCorps to do the job part-time.
And it's the best job in the world. I do it for free. That's how much I love it.
As it turns out, sometimes in Philly schools there are so many people who want to help that you need more helpers. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.